Sunday says I am a tzora. I'm showing you as well.
So we're talking about moving around Shmoneh Esrei. You have to move around Shmoneh Esrei. So he said, if someone starts with Shmoneh Esrei, for example, he needs to be excused. He can't hold himself back. So we said, a matzah of, Avadi, Lechatchil, he should try and hold himself back if he can. But in the matzah where he can't hold himself back, he's allowed to stop, go to the base of Kisei, and then come back and finish Shmoneh Esrei. Interesting halacha, actually. Yeah? Someone's in the middle, stuck in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he's going to basically. He can't actually also can't do anything. He can't do anything at all. He goes out, goes to base of Kisei, and then he comes back, and we said he carries on from where he left off. We said an interesting condition there. That's provided he's not been sure in the base of Kisei for as long as it takes to hold Shmoneh Esrei. Because in that place there, he can't say Shmoneh Esrei, so it's a shadow of a hefzik. So as soon as he's finished being in the base of Kisei, he comes out, so that starts a new cheshbon. But otherwise, he's got a problem. If it takes too long in there, then the Meister, he has to start, he has to start the thing again, he has to start, then he has to start the Hoshmanes again. That's called a Hefzik, he has to start the Hoshmanes again. Then we spoke about the phone's ringing or whatever, it's disturbing him. He can't concentrate on the Hoshmanes, as we said last time. So, if he can't Mechavim, so he's allowed to walk over, lift the receiver off, and carry back on the Hoshmanes. That's what he's allowed to do. A child's disturbing him. If he can't move away, and there's no way to move away, then he's allowed to stop the child making a noise. Let me say the chiddush, someone's masupik in a din, let's say for example. He comes, he's not sure, what the halacha is about Yalav Yovid Rosh Chodesh. He may start Yalav Yovid tomorrow in Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, or even tonight. He doesn't know what halacha is. So we said, he's allowed to go to Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to look up the halacha. And we said the chiddush, Mishmura says the chiddush, that even not only that, he's allowed to ask, shout someone. If he can't find the halacha himself, he's allowed to ask someone what the question is. That's also an interesting kiddush. That's what we said last time. The idea of a safety falls on the floor and disturbs him. The mice has nothing else to do. So we said also, in such a case, you're allowed to pick it up.
Can you ask somebody who is in the
Shmoneh Esrei? Like you could stop in the Shmoneh Esrei. You could talk in the Shmoneh Esrei. Like you could talk in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. You could ask the person who's stopped in the Shmoneh Esrei.
The Shmoneh Esrei, he's got a problem. He can go up to the Shmoneh
Esrei and ask him. The same as you got a head to ask him. He's got a head to answer you. Why Dr. Rov? I mean, why is he different to the Romanian? Anyone you can ask.
Exactly.
It's true. Someone's not done Shmoneh Esrei.
Someone's
not done Shmoneh Esrei. It's better to ask someone's not done Shmoneh Esrei. But otherwise, the Chiddush should ask someone's not done Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, that's more interesting. We said last time, what's the Chiddush? If someone's in the hospital, now I said, this thing happens to Derek Klaus, it's a guaranteed way of getting the doctors to come. I told you last time. Last time I had this story, I was one of my children in the hospital and accident, emergency. I waited there for an hour. I don't know how long I was there for. It was Friday afternoon. It was actually Rosh Chodesh, actually. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to start davening Mincha, Rosh Chodesh. So I ate presto. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, they called out Elaine Weisbart. How I heard that, I don't know. But if I heard it. So anyway, I couldn't do anything, so I carried on Shmoneh Esrei. Anyway, after I finished, I apologized to being waiting. I was very sorry. I said, oh, no problem at all, sir. The doctor called me, and I said to the doctor, I'm sorry. He said, no. No problem at all. You're in the middle of praying. You shouldn't disturb. You carry on. Very good. Anyway, and I said, it's a good school. If you want to be seen, it's the best way to do it, the Chayra, is to start Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so we said, in such a case, what the best thing to do in such a case like that is to have a note written first that you can show the doctor or whatever, that I can't speak now, please, can you hold me in a few minutes, I'll be able to do whatever. That was all last time's year. Now, today's year is also very, very interesting, actually, I must say, very interesting preparing this. Moishi, and that was the halachas of walking in front of someone who's done Shmoneh Esrei. So this halach in Shulchan Aruch, which for some reason is not taken on so well. See what the hetzerim are, but this halach will start with Siddal. Also, lav v'kedem v'spanem v'toich arba amoyisot. Now I must tell you something, I was thinking, how far is arba amos? It's a bit of a way. Arba amos is 6 foot. At least. That's 1.9 meters exactly. Oh, Moshe, yes, good. Hold him and tie it very much. Hold it here. Hold it down there. So, Moshe's traveling Shmoneh Esrei. Fine, let's get right, Moshe. If Moshe's traveling Shmoneh Esrei there, from there to here, let's say I should not walk in front of him. There's an issa to walk in front of someone who is traveling Shmoneh Esrei. That is 6 foot. This is the small issue of Chayim Noah, right? Thank you, Moshe. Thank you very much. That is a shear of 6 foot. 4 amas is about 6 foot. That is the shear, and that is the amount one should not fall from someone's very from Ezra. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asu lavi kenegam ispalin lebetoich arba abayisov." A person shouldn't walk from someone's Shmoneh Esrei. Now,
even though there's a table in between.
What?
Even though there's a table in between.
Drop that. Dafka lifneiam. So the Shulchan Aruch says this whole problem is only in front. Avo besideiam. See what this means? At the side. So the Rosh, let's say I'm talking over here. At the side is no mutter. See what the side is? Not so simple. But that's what comes out in Shulchan Aruch. It's quite clear. It's behind. It seems to be a problem. So if someone's done Shmoneh Esrei over here, there's no issa to walk behind the person done Shmoneh Esrei. Besides Api Zoha, the Zoha says that the issa of walking is also in Lachayov, even behind. Now I think the Zoha says, as far as I remember, that even in front of him is a problem. Let me just see where it is here. I think in front of him, I think he says Kamari Eidov, I think the Zoha is very machmir. The Zoha doesn't allow it today, he's machmir on the side as well. So the kitza, walking in front of someone who's done Shmoneh Esrei is problematic. So you're asking, might you got a table in front of you? So let's go straight away to the Bialacha. The Bialacha is the following. Bialacha says, what is this issa? I haven't had time for Mishnah Berurah. I haven't got my Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, in Sifkot and Gimel, the Sifkot and I've got one, Moshe Shkoya. Thank you very much. Go on, says Rav. Also, Lavoi, why can you not walk in front of the Shmoneh Esrei? That is makes from a vatal kavonosi. They say you disturb his kavona by walking in front of somebody who's done Shmoneh Esrei. It disturbs him. It's very disturbing. No, that's what I said. Lachayra is mutter. The Zoya learned. The Zoya learned. Well, he comes to the Zoya. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch is quite a good point actually. Shulchan Aruch says that you mustn't walk. Let's go back in the Ikar Halacha. Shulchan Aruch says in front of him is also let's see dam at the side, you'll see what that means in a minute, hopefully that's time soon. At the side is also mutter. It's only in front of him is a problem. Definitely. Now what's the reason? So the Shulchan Aruch's reason, the Mishnah Berurah says one reason is nation of available kabonosoi. You disturb his kabona. Someone's in the Shmoneh Esrei and someone walks in front of him, in that area it disturbs him. Tana Rishon says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bialacha, I am a time Mishnah Berurah. I am barely a rabbi of Shem Shlod, who had in the Yeshiva Zoshle, oh, he says also, this also applies when the person is saying the Apostle Shema Yisroel. Also, you shouldn't be involved with his kavod, also, you shouldn't disturb him. Very good. So the Maestro will see, could be if you put your hand in front, it's better. Maybe. Then the Mishnah Berurah carries on like this. Kosovo says, Ma'am Bodcha, Hatan Nisha Ral, come on, some misbell. Rafizeh, says the Mishnah Berurah. If the whole law is that you're going to disturb his kavana, if the person who's davening has the talis over his eyes, so the chayra there, you're not disturbing his kavana because you can't see what's going on. The Dugma the Dovi brings a raya from Kohen, you shouldn't look at them, but if they have the talis over them, it's mutter. Hu adin l'chayra, if someone's eyes are closed, l'chayra, that should also not be a problem, and one should be able to walk in front of him. That would help quite a bit. But the Bialach finishes off, and the Bialach says, Mikol Mokum Roy Loch Shahmer Kalisha, he's not so happy with this. Over Prat, the female shakosa chayodom, the chayodom writes a different swara. He says the reason why you can't walk in front of someone who's done Shmoneh Esrei, there's a new svara here. There's a shchina is standing in front of someone within 4 hours. And to walk in front of that is like you're making a barrier between the person who's done where the shchina is and you're going into his shchina. So it's not, according to that, they say the zoya, that's why the back is also a problem. Because the shchina is all around the person. It's more like how it works when a person's davening. You don't realize that when a person's davening, the shchina is there. And I might say, if someone walks into that area, he's been mafsik in the middle of the shchina. Problematic.
According to the first chat, if the person in front of me keeps looking around to see, he's disturbing me more.
According to the first time.
Every 10 seconds, he's turning around.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. He's
got an MSH.
He's making me nervous, right? I don't know such controversy, don't worry.
Yeah, Lechore, if you're going with the Tower, Bilbo does, it's right, Lechore. If it makes you more nervous when a person keeps looking around, that should be hechter. The problem is that Mishnah Berurah Fi is also over here that the Chai Adam says a different reason. The Chai Adam says the reason is because the Shechin is there. If the Shechin is there, you can't go in there. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So one should not be lenient. So the Meister, we have to accommodate both shitters. That means, how can you accommodate both shitters? Is there a way of accommodating both shitters? So you have to know, if, for example, someone has got, let's say in front of him, a mechitza of 10 tefachim high by 4 wide, which is a proper mechitza, and a person's got a talis over his head. In that case there, you're much better off. You've got two miners. You haven't got so much because his talis over his head. The mechitza is you've got good asa. You've got a mechitza that goes all the way up. Could be that's better. Some Akron wants to say maybe that's better. What? No, we've got mechitza. The mechitza spread. Stopped it.
Stopped shkine from going...
Passing a barrier, yeah. Yeah, that's not so hard to understand. Let's say there's a mechitza. Let's say I'm over here, and there's a mechitza over here which goes. That's claw. That's before it's that, my friend. If the mechitza goes all the way up past my head, then the mechitza says that's zicha right. That case is zicha okay to walk among the person. Where have you got it? You don't really have that so much, but you've got it. You have another person. If you've got one person, let's say I'm Shmanes over here.
Well, can I ask you
to
stand behind
me?
Yeah.
Moishi standing behind me. I'm Danish Manasseh, right? And Moishi is waiting for the person behind him to finish Manasseh. Moishi's finished. You finished Manasseh, Moishi?
Yeah.
He's finished. So Moishi is now a mechitza for me. So the person behind Moishi is The person behind Moishi is Danish Manasseh. So Moishi doesn't want to go back. It's quite right. He just can't do Shia. And he knows the halacha. Yeah. Now he can't go back. So Moishi waits over there. I'm over here. I look at Moishi. Yeah. Moishi is my mechitza. And he's very high up, he's got the dumps out, don't interfere with the person behind. So Chayra, in that case there, I can walk back. That the Chayra is a case of where we put this case.
Open table is Mechisa.
But this table over here is no good. It's not because you've got a big gap between. But I was in Yeshiva actually, very soon. I had a person behind me. I had a person behind me, Yeshiva, who sat next to me in Birmingham, right? And the person behind me took a long time. Now, I worked with him sort of a fuck, I think. Because he wanted to end this strictly out. In the gates of the benches were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they went quite far down the Washington, but there was a 3-foot gap between the bottom, according to the Chai Nob. According to Chazanish, he could. And he had a Chit to 10 foot. The Chit was 10 foot high, and there was a gap in between of more than 3-foot, which was Chai Nob, not the Chazanish. So he wanted to ask if he could use that as a pizza.
What
was over here? I say, I remember what I was saying actually. How do I want to tank a davening? Should not rob dumb sack, but I hand someone with dumb.
How long ago was this?
That's me. It's four fucking white.
And yet, it's the most benches in shoes.
Benches and tables.
And not four wide.
What are you benching?
Tables. If you have a pew, a shoe with pews. He wants to be another tuss of why you're allowed to, why people are not so careful about the halacha. He said, as far as I understand what he means, he says the main kabbalah he's worried about is biblical kabbalah. He's worried about, you know, I mean kabbalah. She said many people have their eyes closed, and therefore, it's not that's not a problem. They said, I the second
part. So on that, I think he makes a tziruv. Now, I didn't read that to you. The shay is, when does this issa go till? Person being a Danish Menesra, so I can't walk in front of him. To which part of Shemin Esra? If he's in the middle of a kind of tzor, for example, can I walk in front of him while he's in the middle of a kind of tzor?
So the mission.
What was she?
Having
interrupted me. Oh, she wants to have a kind of tzor. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this issa applies at Sheposa. Let's just find this in where the Mishnah Berurah is Loshen. As long as he's not stepped back, or he's not ready to step back, there's a problem of walking in front of him. So if he's in the middle of the kind of circle, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you've got a problem. As far as I understand, I think you told me the Rav, that Ishlav Rav says that the person behind you, you don't know where he's up to. He's makel in the middle of a kind of tzor. He says that tachnonim, there's no issue to walk in front of the person because he's going. The ikar shita is that your mevalgo kavanosu. Now in the middle of a kind of tzor, he can stop. He doesn't have to say it, so there's no problem in mevalgo kavanosu because he could stop. So now when I finish when I turn back, there's a guy dubbing there. I've got now a sofik whether he's in the middle of a kind of tzor. It's a sofik drabonon. Says Eishav Rav, since it's a sofik drabonon, I can be makel. Yeah. Now, Zoya is a different question, but Zoya, yeah, according to everyone, he's going with everyone. But he's going, the boy is the Iker time is Bilbo Kavanosoi, not as the Shekhinah being there. If the Shekhinah's being there, he says it'll be a problem. So maybe according to Zoya, won't have, because Zoya's worried about Shekhinah being there. So he says, if the Iker boy is the Bilbo Kavanosoi, most people, he says, have got either the eyes closed or colors over their head. So now, when you turn around, you want to go back, you're not sure where he's up to. Could be in the middle of a kind of soil. It's a soft drop on. So I might say you could make up. It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
Anyway, so why could
you use that head? Other people use that head, but that's not a regular head to use. It's not ideal, that head. Some people do set a head to that. Nowadays, since we're not machavim properly, this whole isn't like this. So maybe a kid is right. What?
It won't get disturbed if you do it as a shul, it won't get disturbed.
Well, you can say different also, if you've got a siddur, then the person who's coming is also less bilirubin.
First, it's not true. If someone walks in front of you, it's disturbing. It's disturbing. I think whatever it is, if you see someone walking in front, it's disturbing. I'm not sure it makes a difference to sit or not. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maestro Postum is very, very bit of what you're saying now. That Maestro person got the chum, they don't like this heter wrong. They don't like this heter. So to use this heter, what?
How long are you supposed to wait?
Please finish.
How long might take a couple of hours?
Yeah. I mean, I hate when you're allowed to go. There are certain cases where we have to see better show the when you're allowed to go. So let's go to the toilet, for example. You see, if you've got no one understanding the tanium in a short honor, then you don't have a problem. Yeah, you have to wait. Yeah. Might say, say a story, Moshe Feinstein, I think. Might say, he was
walking. Somebody down by the door, everybody comes from Esther, but you get one child, a bottle of down by the door.
I think the Masham says, that's Torah says. The Masham says. The Masham says, if a person is in a place where he should not be, then this doesn't apply. But I think most Achorim disagree with the Masham. I must tell you the truth. Also, you have to know, in a shul, there's a fixed place, really. You say, not in the doorway. Right. Not in the doorway. Not in the doorway. As far as I remember, the Masham says this.
The lake is down wherever they
want.
What?
When the lake is down wherever they want. Okay, that you have to know. That's on
the shy. Down extra long as well. Down extra long.
That's a good shy. I have to check out. If someone's mummy's in the doorway, mummy's in the doorway where the mice of the chur is problematic, there's no right to stand in that doorway. The Masham says that's much about coming. I think people are chur with the Masham. But your mummy is talking about a place with mummy's no good, that one has to know about. Okay, well, so we'll stop there. Thank you.